4:35, and we have no apologies. Good night, yes. Disclosure of interest.
Yeah.
You've made us all aware already, so that's correct. You're too official, Councillor Robinson. You're most official, Councillor here. What day is it? No response to previous public questions. Presentations, petitions, citations. Neil, any applications for leave of absence?
No.
Everybody's going to go down to the next meeting. Good. There are no announcements from the presiding member. Would somebody like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting with the council held on the 20th of July 2024 be confirmed? Councillor Little, second by Councillor Dewar. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. We have 0-0-0 on the key pillars. There. I can come down to this one for financial state.
You missed.
Yeah.
10.1.
How are we going that far?
First one.
I'm very good. We're all in a different type, eh?
What have I missed?
Who's going straight to 11?
Somebody's ripped me off here.
Is everyone else for that?
I haven't got it. All right, I've got an excuse, it's been approved this time. All right, correspondence from the Town Community Community Association.
Operator,
the judges. Operator, the judges.
There's a process around it. This is the first stage of the process. It's basically to get council's approval to submit the application in the first place. If we had just charged off to work with the building committee on this, council may not have been supportive of it initially. So this is just approving staff to undertake the process and then we can come back with the application.
Would somebody like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Leather, second Councillor Penny. Please carry 7-0. Thank you. Peter. We can solve this one for a second, please.
Yes, so we have had consultation with the committee and general public and really know over this issue. We've formulated a plan. I've had in the last week or two all sorts of things thrown at me. What it should be able to pump 10,000 litres a minute or whatever. But with the infrastructure that's there, that big pipe, and after consultation with people that know what they're talking about, come up with a design that would be reliable, effective, and economical. And that is just laid out here. We did a bit of a demonstration the other day with a big pump that's there now that we've borrowed, and when it's put on maximum, which is 300-400 litres a minute, it just overheats. It's too much pressure in the pipe, and that just proves that we can go to a maximum of about 100 to 140 litres a minute comfortably without any problems. So that's what we designed for.
Yeah. Yeah, because you create other hassles for type of force too, which rather.
And end up with we measured it, end up with 296 pounds per square inch of pressure at the pump if you're trying to shove too much up there, and then it just bursts and overheats and everything. So we've come to a really comfortable, and in the last 3 days we've pumped an average of between 150 and 200 litres at 150,000 and 200,000
litres
a day without a problem.
So that's
plenty
out of
the scale. And you've caught a few people, I imagine, that line went through. So.
Yeah, so that's what we've been trialling it.
Yeah.
And with the pump that we've borrowed. Yeah. And we've worked out if you go above this, you're in trouble. If you go below this, you're inefficient.
Yeah.
So we've got a happy medium. And yeah, it's pumping well for water. Going good. It was great to get that made so we could test it all.
Yeah. All right. So we've got two officers' recommendations.
I was just going to ask, is that an adjustable pump that you're using?
The one that's recommended, the only way you can adjust it is by adjusting the speed of the motor. But no, because it's an electric pump and single phase, 6.5 kVA. It will just produce that current all the time. And it's a 4-inch pump, so the only way you could possibly get a bit more out of it is if you speed the motor up a bit more. But, running at half revs, it'll go for 2 days without it being filled up. And it's a unit that's silenced, so it won't annoy the neighbours. And it's a good, really good quality motor, Yanmar motor, top shelf generator, and a top shelf pump. So
that's what you're looking at getting. What you've got right now is a straight diesel pump. Because what you're talking about there is a diesel electric, diesel generator. What you're getting is a diesel generator and an electric pump.
Electric generator, and a submersible electric pump.
Yep. But what you've got on there right now is a straight diesel pump.
Yeah.
So they're adjusting the flow by revving the motor.
Yeah.
And so where the
sweet spot is.
Sweet spot is.
Yeah.
and then buy the appropriate pump to meet the sweet spot.
Yeah. So that's what we've done. Exactly that. Yeah.
So we have two recommendations.
Yes, quite quick. Has there been any communication yet with CBH regarding the power?
I have communicated up to a certain extent with Perth Poppers. We need to have an agreement with them, but that hasn't got any further than that. Yes. Certainly not in regards to the power portion of it. That would be a long-term approach.
And through the journey of the cleaning of the catchment and expanding that little pond, just in that one big downpour that put nearly a metre of water into the big dam instantly.
Yep.
So that worked as well, which was good to see.
There's two recommendations. I remove for the first recommendation, please. Council, do you second the council rules? All those in favour, carried 6-0. Second recommendation, which includes the purchase of these, which is made on submission pump, to the central transfer in. Connect the piping from the submission pump to the existing private salt pump and transfer in. Ensure the flow is not significant to the water flow. It's to work at 10. And then the area of trees installed there, all those moves with CBH. The CDA to advise the RC Council decision. The long-term CDA to continue with the RC CDA to definitely. So we'd like to move the second recommendation of SLP, the second Council of Jura, and the next player, carrying 6-0. Councillor Robertson from the Senate in the room. Councillor Robertson from the Senate at 4:47:08. And both his recommendations were passed 6-0. Contract of sale for the water operations team, Greg Dan, and the fund of catchments. Okay. Show me the conduct.
So the council report, this has been to a previous meeting where the council accepted transfer of the dam at no cost. But we do have to pay for the cost of subdivision, fencing, and any other transactional costs. The Water Corp have prepared the contract of sale, which is an attachment to the agenda, and it just needs to be approved for signing and sealing. The Shark President can see.
Officers' recommendation of the contract sale to the Water Corporation of the Shire River, Templar Car, on Lot 1, and 6877 Yancro Trail, Templar, be approved and signed and sealed in the Shire River, Templar. Would somebody like to make the officers' recommendation? Councillor Robinson, second to Councillor Penny, all those in favour? Carried 7-0. And my brother, this is the first of the members. And this discussion, leaving session. Any further comment to Carol?
No. I think it's quite self-explanatory what's listed there. The rigor that we have to go through for the public transport authority, and hence why if we redistribute funding, we've made inquiries for that with some of our other major projects, including completing the Water River facility and the youth precinct.
council's motion, item number 7-23 from September 23, ordinary council meeting as follows. Draft townscape plan for Tanner Road Precinct is attached, being endorsed for community consultation. Community consultation process including community information sessions, public displays and feedback forms, submission to the normal general views of the topics shown on the Facebook page. 3. Community feedback period concluded in early 2024, and all feedback received be considered by council at the 2024 meeting. Council meeting. 4. The proposed location of new public toilets in the shop zone of the attached draft tennis flat plan for Tanner Road Precinct be adopted, incorporating A, authorisation to demolish the listed public toilets and all vehicles owned upon completion of the said toilets. B, 2023-24 allocation of $400,000 for landscape works, Tanner Road Precinct around L4 be utilised. Constructing new public toilets, C, concept results and plans for new toilets be considered by the council prior to construction. Otherwise, being revoked. So, would somebody like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Dewar, second, Councillor Penny. Those in favour? Carried 7-0. Council motion number 0-0-24 meeting as follows: in relation to Taylor Rock, we see Townscape concept plans, those persons who made submissions during the public consultation process have been given input, and HMHP requested receive the detailed summary of the indicative cost of implementation, detailed design plans and costs to the council, which is the problem. So be authorised to proceed with purchase and installation of the aerofoam toilet building as part of Motors Australia. Be revoked. Would you like to move the officer's recommendation number 2? So, Chua. Seconded. Mr. Letter, all those in favour, 7-0. Officer recommendation number 3. Local roads and community infrastructure, program round 4, funding of $290,000 allocated to Canberra Precinct, LR404 will be reallocated to the following projects: Gordon River facilities, $160,000. Tamworth Caravan Park building, LR309, $130,000. So that's a recommendation 3. Would somebody like to move that, please? Councillor Robinson, second Councillor Penny. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Officer recommendation 4, that the corporate business plan 2024-2028 be amended to reflect the delivery of strategic outcome 8.2, Tamworth Road Precinct development from June 2025 to June 2027. Would somebody like to move this recommendation 4? Councillor Penny, Councillor Wills, all those in favour? Carried 7-0. Do you have anything you wish to add after the briefing session? Okay, or?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think there's nothing particular.
Somebody would like to move the monthly financial statements for the period ending 20th February 2025 be received. Councillor Penny, second Councillor Wills, all those in favour, carried 7-0. Was anything in particular? I would like to answer to.
Only if anyone's got any queries.
Anything. Officer's recommendation that important for the regulations 31 and 13A1 of the Global Government Financial Management Regulations 1996 list of papers payable and delegated authority or with shop registered cards for February 2025 endorsed the advisor municipal fund check electronic funds transfer EFT and direct debit payments totaling $577,888.49. And credit purchasing cards payment $3,093.12. So we'd like to move on to the recommendation. Please, Councillor Wills, Councillor Penny, all those in favour. Carried 7-0. Step of usage charges, that's really standard. That's for the new standpipe.
The terminal update vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. All right, that was
so, sorry. So that's the new standard charge that will be brought in as well?
No, that's just for the Donald Street standpipe. So we've already got fees and charges for the others. This is just a new one that's come on.
But did they align or they don't at all?
No, they're all depending on the charges we get from the waterfall, it's how we set our fees. Yeah.
Yeah. So it depends on the flow.
Yeah, so this is a bigger
flow
meter, so it's more expensive, I think that's how it comes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, 40 mil meter.
50
so
mil.
50 yeah, mil. We're being charged for a 40. And
yeah, it's 40 mil.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the more expensive cost.
Yeah, it's 25 mil.
It's only $3 or something.
Yeah. I thought it was a 25 mil going to that, no?
Not according to the Board Court account. It's a 40 mil.
There's two at the depot. One's a 50 mil, the other one's a 25.
Yeah. They charge 40 on the account.
Yeah, that's the depot.
There's two at the depot.
Yeah.
Well, this three. One is on Donald Street and it's got a standby swipe controller on it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the
other
one. If they're internal to the debt but they're not available for public place.
Okay, three. Officer recommendation of the 2024-25 scheduled fees and charges be amended to include sale of the Donald Street standby at about $11 per kilolitre. Something like to move, Officer recommendation. Councillor Dewar, second. Councillor Barrett, as a favour. Carried 7-0. All items will return. Okay. Comments? Two people who will move the audit.
So this went to the audit committee in February. We've got one matter of non-compliance that has since been rectified, and that's to do with putting a report on the councillor training website. So that's been corrected, so that's a good outcome.
Committee recommendation. The following review of the compliance will return 2024 by the audit risk committee return be adopted the report. Government, School, Cultural Industries, and the 31st of March 2025. So we got the committee recommendation. Councillor Wills, seconded Councillor Dewar. All those in favour, carried 7-0. Tenable Linkcare, Climate Smart Agriculture Program, Tasty Building. CEO, just speak to that.
So we were approached by Tango Lampy, seeking support from the neighbouring shires to participate in a partnership in relation to funding opportunity. And we met with them 2 weeks ago to discuss that further. I think the rest is pretty self-explanatory in the paper. But we have considered what we are also in partnership with in relation to the Gilmore Centre. which is replicating what Katana Medicare will be providing to us. And on that basis, we've recommended not to proceed with the partnership, given the financial impulse to them.
Councillor Dewar?
Yeah, I guess after attending the meeting, I was in favour of the idea. Having given it thought before I read the agenda, I actually sort of did a little bit more research and went to the Gillamai webpage and did a bit further reading.
Yes.
And then went back to the supply budget, which is attached to these minutes, and probably came to the conclusion that possibly this can all get just tied up in admin.
Yes.
And is there really going to be a gain out of it? My only query would be, is there a reason? My understanding is that Gillamai may not be coming up, say, to our area of the world. Is anyone able to explain that more? But otherwise, I think if we've got the opportunity, and I think as Leanne told us, we should be doing more. I mean, I think there should be a lot more funding than what we're getting to regenerative planting of whether it's salt bush or whatever. Is the Gillamai group going to give, say, us in the eastern corner that opportunity?
Yeah. Our memorandum of understanding with them, the scope is for the entire Shire, not just for Tambop. In saying that, their strategic directions, which expires this year, just talks about Cranbrook, Franklin River and Tambop. But we've since clarified with them that certainly the scope of our partnership is across the whole Shire.
That's good. Yeah. So tomatoes are done.
If I can just send through the chair, I spoke to the project officer at the North Stirling's Palmer Natural Resource Management Group. Their area actually takes in broom released right across to the highway. She did mention they're not active in the space, they don't have the relationships at the moment, but that's certainly something.
Things like the salt bush that's been bred east of Katanning, and then if that's potentially a goal, then good luck to that person, but it'd be nice to be able to have the opportunity if there is funding, whatever, there to make use of that. Yeah.
I know that Gillamai follows the Labor Land rather than the Shire originally, but yeah, we're paying for money.
Yeah, so.
We're paying for money to go on the Shire, so we need to get a look at it. Even if we need to, we'd be better off putting them with another 5,000, so you've got to cover that whole bit, than to be paying 20,000 to 30,000.
Yeah, once enough.
Is everybody comfortable with that recommend? Well, no, we'll find out a second. Sorry, Carl.
You just got to check. In the info bulletin, Gillamai had given a report to the Shire. It's got a map of where.
Yeah,
it's all out.
Alright, so we'd like to move the office's recommendation that the council wants to participate in the land here to pay legislative funding through the client smart agricultural capacity run round 2025 to establish a land here hub. So we've got Councillor Dewar, second Councillor Leader, all those in favour, carry 7-0. Give you a budget review. We had good discussion on this earlier in the session. I don't know if there's any questions for me.